Hi there, listeners. Welcome to episode 220 of Never on the Back Foot podcast. India has named a revised 19-member women's cricket team squad, including four standby players, for the Asian Games 2023 to be held in China. According to BCCI's release, Harmanpreet Kaur has been named as the captain of the Indian women's cricket team, while Smriti Mandana will be the deputy. The women's cricket team event at the Asian Games will be played in the T20 format and will take place from 19th September to 28th September. The matches in the upcoming edition of the Asian Games have been accorded international status by the International Cricket Council, the ICC. In this episode, we shall discuss India's squad, major takeaways and all our observations. And to join us in this discussion, we have Swati. She is a passionate supporter of the Indian women's cricket team and loves to ask uncomfortable questions to the BCCI till she gets her answers. Without further ado, let's get started. Hi, Swati. Welcome to Never on the Back Foot podcast. Now, this was a collaboration that was waiting to happen for a very long time, and I'm glad it's happening. So what are your first thoughts on the podcast today?
I am absolutely thrilled to be on this podcast here with you. And I have been waiting a long time to, you know, just make sure that I get to be on this, on your podcast. But finally, the stars aligned. And yeah, here I am, super thrilled to be talking with you.
Exactly. I mean, we're discussing women's cricket and specifically, you know, yes, looking at India's squad for this Asian Games. Now, when you look at the history, right, cricket has been played at the Asian Games like twice before, in 2010 and in 2014. Now, Pakistan won the women's events, you know, in both those editions. So do you have any fond memories or, you know, like any inkling of how these editions were?
I would be very honest with you, Neha. When you told me that there was cricket at Asian Games and there were two editions, I was like, when did that happen? Because cricket comes into picture, and if it's Asian Games and India is not there, and you know, so I was like, no, I don't think it happened. And then I Googled it, and there it was. Like, I saw that, oh, Asian Games, there was cricket before, and obviously, BCCI, being BCCI, obviously we didn't send the women's team at that point saying prior commitments and all.
Yeah.
So I seriously don't have any idea about it before you told me about it. So sorry about that.
No worries. I mean, you know, these editions really set context, right? Because now we see the Asian Games having cricket and giving us a lot of talking points as well. Now, when you look at this edition, we have like four top seeded teams. You have India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka and Bangladesh, you know, who will directly start their campaign from the quarterfinals, considering the ranking they have. So what are your thoughts on this head start that these teams get?
I mean, I'm fine with that. I was more interested, I mean, with the both four teams getting a start from quarters, basically. But I looked at the teams who were there, you know, the group stages, the four team, and I was a bit disappointed. I mean, mm-hmm. no history of Afghanistan women's cricket team. Yeah. I was a bit disappointed that they have men team, but they don't have the women now that Taliban is there, right, and the players have had to flew to the, you know, Australian soil. But yeah, and looking at the others, I mean, I'm just happy that they get to play with each other. I mean, if we had them starting with India, Pakistan and all that group stages, mm-hmm. I mean, it would have been more of a practice matches for these, I mean, these top four teams. But I'm glad they are playing through with their own one and two, like group stages, and then mm-hmm. I mean, big teams come into picture. So yeah.
Fair enough. I mean, you know, these teams are seasoned and they get to play more cricket than perhaps, you know, the other teams that will be squaring off against each other in the group stages. But when we look at the women in blue, now they have been producing some really big results, right? This is against top sides and in major tournaments as well. But I think one of the major concerns is how a major trophy like eludes them. And this might also kind of stem down to how there is a proper, you know, lack of consistency in the selections and everything. So what are your two cents on how this transpires?
You I've been saying this to everyone when I talk about Indian women's team performances. You know, it's always like one step forward and thousand step backward for us in the next tournament. And if you talk about, there are multiple factors to it as well, right? It's not so one of the major things is, you're right, selection. Like, there is constant changing and chopping going on with the team. And then, if I mean, can you imagine that the Indian women cricket team doesn't have a head coach right now? It's this team went to the World Cup without a head coach, and it's still the same. I mean, after all these months. So it's not just one or two. I mean, I think as an organization, BCCI has done a few things, but there is still a lot of things which are still lacking. And when I say selection, I mean, it's not just women's side, it's just the men's side. Like, they, it's like a, you know, very packed group, and I have no idea how women team gets selected. I mean, there are always players who are doing good, they get dropped without anything, without any explanation to anyone, and you know, next series you don't see them. So it's obviously you keep a, you know, group of players and you continue with them, you get some results. But if you keep on changing and chopping, obviously it doesn't help anyone, and it's showing. I mean, one side you are going to the finals of the Commonwealth Games, and then the next one against Bangladesh you are struggling. So yeah, that's how it is, and it shows.
Absolutely, I agree with each word there, and I felt it as well, because selections, as you said, have been a big concern. And now, even now, when we look, I mean, through the length and breadth of this episode too, we will be talking about the players selected, those who didn't make the cut, and what it means. But now when we look at multi-nation tournaments, now this is the second time that the women's team will be, you know, playing in a multi-sport event. Now at the Commonwealth Games that happened in Birmingham, we secured, you know, the silver medal, and we lost to Australia in that heartbreaking final. So this time around, considering all the learnings and the exposure that the girls have had, how optimistic are you feeling?
Good question. See, yeah, it again, I would say the previous question, it all depends. I mean, if you wouldn't know which team they are going to field on a certain day. I mean, you know, we had a competition where we were like, okay, you guys decide which team is going to be playing in certain series, and no one got it correct. Like, it is like that. So, I mean, I am hoping for the best, but if you look at the Bangladesh series which happened, it was a very good time for India to, you know, try new players and see how they were doing. I mean, and I don't think it gave us a lot of encouragement or not lot many positives. But yeah, I'm hoping that the team would do better and than what happened in Bangladesh series. But yeah, let's see. I mean, you can, the way Bangladesh fought, the way Pakistan has played, the way Sri Lanka has beaten England, it's going to be very tough.
Absolutely. There's going to be quite tough competition now for India going ahead as well. And, you know, talking about how the team left for China on Saturday night, you know, start their first ever stint in this Asian Games. Yeah, we saw, you know, there wasn't any hype from the BCCI women's handle. And we got to know through the Sports Authority of India's handle that, hey, the team has arrived here. And there was some hype. So what are your thoughts on this? Like, where is that hype going to get generated through the tournament?
I mean, I would have to say that Sony Liv did more hype than the BCCI handle, and I feel like I hope the BCCI women's team admin doesn't hear anything I'm saying, but I sometimes feel that person has the best job, or I don't even think there is someone who's doing it, like, you know, that particular job. It's just someone comes in, oh, okay, let me log in and just, you know, reset the password or something, send out something. But no, I agree with you with the hype or the promotion which BCCI do for the men team. It's not the same for the women's, but yeah, that's the truth and reality we live in right now.
Absolutely, because even I knew that the Asian Games was happening, but I was just a little confused with the dates. And that's when I decided to, you know, Google up and see when is this happening.
I was actually shocked when they, I think day before yesterday only, they put some pictures, the BCCI handle, and I was, oh, Someone is alive, and we have a team there. The girls are practicing and all, and then and when the Sai media like handle they shared, I was like, oh, Hrishikesh Hirnetkar is going there as a head coach or something. I was like, okay, fine. I see all these people now. Okay, linking everything. So yeah, that's how it is.
Exactly. And it was quite disappointing to see that there isn't a lot of hype about this, but hopefully, the team will give us reasons to, they will be in the news.
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so.
Exactly. And that's where, leading from the front, you have Harmanpreet Kaur right now. She has been obviously named the captain of this team. You have Smriti Mandhana as the deputy as well. Now, this is a seasoned duo and obviously the most capable of leading a team. And they come in with a lot of momentum riding on them, considering they just finished off their the 100 stints, right? So how do you feel, their presence in the team will really help the girls?
Obviously, they along with Jemmy as well, and I think these three players are very important, and having them around obviously will give. Or if you look at this, the average of age of this team, everyone's quite young, right? I mean, the players which we have taken with us. So it's obviously these are seniors and they have played in different leagues, so they have the experience, and obviously they can guide everyone, the youngsters who are going in for their first multi-team tournament kind of thing. And having them around gives a lot of confidence, even though I know that I think Harman is suspended for the first two games, if I'm not wrong. But yeah, having her on the sidelines and her captaincy is obviously very important. We the two stalwarts of our cricket team, Mithali and Julen, they are not there as part of this team. So the next set of seniors, obviously Smriti and Jemmy and Harman, even though Jemmy is quite young herself, but yeah, you can understand, having played outside of India, which not many of our Indian players do, I believe it's going to be vitally important how these three players play out, and that's going to take India further, in my opinion.
Agreed. And that's where, even a player like Shefali Varma comes into the picture right now. She's been facing a lot of ups and downs with her performances lately. And even her place in the team has come under the scanner. So do you think somewhere this is, the time for her to seal that spot once and for all?
I think if we talk about Shefali Varma, very talented player, and she started very young. So sometimes people also, she's just, I think, 19 only, 19 only. So I think people forget that she's also a young player. And obviously, when you are a young player, you will have ups and downs. But I believe her stint with Delhi Capitals under Mary Lennon's captaincy, I think that would have done her a lot of good. She had a few good scores there. And I believe we should let her, enjoy her cricket and try to get into, or like you are saying, cement her place. Because now with WPL happened, there are other young players who we can see. And, fans will obviously ask questions. And, she's not scoring that much for India, so she needs to get dropped, or her fielding is not that good. But and all those things will obviously come into picture now, because a lot of players are coming through, a lot of new fans have come into the picture as well. But I believe she's a very talented player, and we need to give her some time to settle down and just enjoy her cricket and get into this groove. Which and once I mean we all know that she's a very explosive batter, so once she starts going, it's always going to be good for India only, especially in T20 cricket.
Absolutely. She is that pocket dynamite that anyone needs in their armor. And, he was hoping India does give her the longer rope. And focusing on Jemima too, right? Now, she has also been India's mainstay for a very long time and has inspired so many of us, with her iconic performances and comeback, every single time people write her off. So what are your expectations of her in these new conditions and perhaps, nail down that number three or four spot?
Yeah, no, I see, obviously, Jemmy is, again, another special player, and she's more of your, confidence players, how your captain make her feel, or your teams, obviously, she was also dropped, and she has come back. I don't think 100 was that great for her, but I feel there are so many things. She's someone who keeps on taking the score over for India, right? And you know, she can also lose, and her fielding, we all know how great she is. So I think another good, a great player with us just needs to give her confidence and give her longer rope. And you know, it always helps when you know what your role is in the team. And with this particular team, I believe the roles, when you don't have a head coach, basically you don't know what is what is the expectation from you in the longer run, right? It's always one series after, just you focus on that one series and then you're done like that. So I believe that that has also played a role. But yeah, I mean, if you ask me, I'll always have Jimmy and Shefali in my team in any of the T20 format. So that's just me.
Absolutely. I mean, these are, crucial cogs in that wheel. And talking of, victims of sporadic selections has to be Richa Ghosh, right? Now, she's too seems to have made her way back into the team after being dropped versus Bangladesh, which came as a shocker to a lot of us, I'm pretty sure. So how crucial will it be for her to, extend that position as a batter and as a wicketkeeper and somewhere, just be in that playing 11?
I believe I would have loved to know why she was dropped from this Bangladeshi series, and
Fitness issues.
why she was not taken to the Commonwealth Games team. I mean, yeah, for Asian for the Bangladesh series, they said it is, you know, once someone said she's dropped, then another media comes in and she's, oh, it was fitness issues. But again, all these were speculations, right? No one from the selection committee came in and said, oh no, that's the reason why she was not picked up. Or but I hope all that is behind, she's fit. And I mean, when I saw her first time, I was, oh my God, forget Shefali. Look at her. She is just hitting those sixes like with ease and the technique and everything. And I was like, wow, where were we hiding her? And yeah, but obviously that's just one part of it. I mean, she can be very explosive. And again, the wicket keeping is another vital, important part for her. But I think it has improved a lot. I hope it she keeps on improving, because I see her as the main wicket keeper for this Indian women's cricket team going forward.
Absolutely. And I hope, the management doesn't keep citing reasons of fitness and, just find a way to keep her out because that.
Actually, see, I mean, if the reason for dropping her really was fitness, then that is something. I mean, I am of the opinion that you have to be fit. Obviously, if you are not fit, eventually down the line your body will break down and your team will suffer, or you will also suffer. So if that is, you know, I think we have to have a standard, no doubt about it, but everyone has to maintain it. And you know, it cannot be case by case, right? Like one person is not fit but still playing, and someone else is not fit and they are getting dropped. So it has to be consistent. But I hope she is taking care of herself. She looked okay to me. I don't even know whether she's okay or not, but I'm hoping she is. That's the reason why she got picked up now. But yeah, let's hope she does well. And yeah, as I said, very, very special talent we have in her as well.
Exactly. And taking the attention to a player like Yastika Bhatia. Now, she was the replacement for Richa Ghosh as the first choice wicket keeper for during that Bangladesh tour. But now we see the southpaw misses out on a place in the squad for this Asian Games. So what did you make of this exclusion?
It's again the same way BCCI has been behaving. You first pick a player, then you don't give them the longer run, then you drop them without any explanation. I mean, it is very difficult for a player. I mean, if I was in her place, I would be, what did I do wrong there? Like, but I can understand having Richa Ghosh back and fully fit. As I said before, she would be my go-to T20 wicketkeeper in the team. But having said that, I mean, we saw Yastika is not that bad as a batter as well, and she was the wicketkeeper for Mumbai Indians if we consider the WPL. But yeah, difficult for her. But I feel like if you are going to take your specialist wicketkeeper, and if I have to choose between Richa and Yastika for the T20 team, I would go with Richa basically, because I see her more, much better than as a lower order batter, because Yastika would be at the top in my opinion, should bat on the at the top, and we already have that place cemented there with Shefali and Smriti there. So I mean, it's, I mean, like you see, it's very tough to get in this team. So yeah. But it would always help. It would always help if you, I hope someone talked to her, and if you have reasons to give it to players or to the supporters as well. You want to know why a person was picked up for two or three series, and then out of the blue, that person is out without any explanation.
I mean, as fans, I think our only hope can be, you know, that proper explanations are given, you know, back to a key. This was the reason you were dropped, and, you know, we expect this from you.
Knowing how BCCI works, I don't think that's the case. But yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope so.
Exactly. And now, you know, looking at three other special players, you have Deepti Sharma, Aman Jodh Kaur and Devika Vaidya. You know, now these, this is an undoubtedly perfect trifecta of all-rounders that India has and, you know, boasts of. So how excited are you to see them in action? And do you see a scenario where all the three could feature in the playing 11, or will it be like one sits out, the other two play?
I don't think all of them would be in the team at, I mean, with a, in one go, because I mean, if you look at your playing 11, well, I mean, obviously Dipti will always come into picture, right? But there is going to be a fight between Rajeshwari and Devika, and for that leg spin thing. And talking about medium pace, I don't think, I mean, it all depends how that pitch is, because I don't know how the pitches in China is at that point of time, but it all depends. Let's see whether they use Manjot as well or not. But yeah, it's pretty exciting. We have a good try over there of all-rounders. But yeah, it's exciting. I hope Deepti has done some work on running between the wicket as well, and not plodding towards the leg side. But yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, she's more of your, you know, bowler, and then her batting comes into picture as well, but she's a very smart player. I mean, I love her in our team. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, talking about having a lot of players with talent now, the first edition of the Women's Premier League did give us a lot of players. We unearthed so many gems. But one such player is Shreyanka Pathak, you know, who has been making the waves recently, you know, ended up as the highest wicket taker in the Women's CPL as well. Yet she didn't make a cut to the senior squad, which was quite surprising to a lot of people.
I was shocked, actually. Yeah. I was shocked that she was not picked up. But I hope that her gaining that experience in the Caribbean Premier League, and, you know, it's going to help her only. And hopefully she's a strong character. She'll come back, and, you know, it's just a matter of time before she breaks into this side. But I was actually shocked that she was not picked up. I agree with that part.
Yeah, and you know, other positives definitely has to be how Titar Sadhu and Kanika Ahuja, the talented duo, you know, might be in line to make their international debut after some really good showings in domestic cricket and the Women's Premier League. So what do you make of their presence and a great learning curve?
Absolutely. And I am actually very excited to see how they do at the international stage. You know, I mean, obviously at 19s and played, but international cricket is, you know, this women's is like a great jump for them. And I hope they do good. They have a good good leadership around them, you know, Smriti and Harry and all these players guiding them. But very, very excited how they behave, you know, perform in this particular tournament coming up.
Right. And
I've heard pretty good comments from, you know, Kulan Goswami saying, you know, very good, nice things about all these players. So yeah, looking forward to seeing them play and in action, hopefully.
Exactly. And, you know, taking our attention to the spin department as well. Now you have Rajeshwari Gaikwad and Minu Mani, you know, who beef up this department. So what are your impressions of their performances so far, at least in the limited opportunities that they have got, especially Minu Mani? How do you see them shape up?
I mean, super excited, and with WPL coming into picture and seeing all these players, I'm like, you know, okay. So it's just not one or two players, Swati. We have a lot of players who
Exactly.
are literally so talented, and they can do the lot of things for us. But I really hope, you know, that Minu, she does good and gets the experience as well. I mean, but as I said, let's give them some breathing space. Also, I hope BCCI doesn't going into the next tournament and just drop some of these
Yeah.
players. I hope they stick together and see how it goes, and then take it forward. Because if you keep on changing and chopping, doesn't help. And Rajeshwari Gaikwad, I feel like, you know, if we keep taking catches from her today, she would have done better. They
Yeah.
keep dropping those catches. I mean, but yeah, she's a very willing customer, I believe, and obviously it helps. And she has experience as well. So this, I think, it's very a nice combination over there.
Absolutely. And looking at the other wicket keeper we have in our squad, we have Uma Chhetri, right? Now, she is someone who may not immediately get chances, but do you see this as a great, you know, exposure and learning curve for her?
I do believe it so, because like you mentioned, the Women Premier League just finished. Not everyone got to play in the 11, but how showed the experience from the international players coming in, how, you know, how you gain knowledge from them, how you say, okay, day to day, how they go about their game. I believe it is another thing, you know, that you can always gain from. Not just, it's not always playing that you
Yeah.
get the experience, but somehow you observe people, and that also helps you a lot. So that's what I feel like. I mean, obviously, I hope someone or the selectors have given some thought to why they are taking Uma there. But yeah, I believe so. It's going to be good to be, you know, around these champion players and learn from them during the same time.
Exactly. And that's where even, you know, youngster Anusha Bareddy, who was kind of, you know, blowing hot and cold in that last series she played for India, also comes in. And she's quite impressive, you know, in the limited outings that we got to see of her. So do you see her again get chances and make the most?
I hope so. I mean, see, it's all, like you mentioned, one or two games doesn't tell you how the player or what the player is capable of doing, right? I mean, you always have butterflies in your stomach when you are making a debut. It
Yeah.
might not go well, but you know, once you settle down and you go through all these things, these emotions, then I believe I for all the youngsters which are there in this team, and you know, just played one or two games, I think we have to give them some breathing space and let them, you know, find their feet in this international arena. And I do feel that, you know, these players, they are going to get better and better only.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was also thinking, you know, through our conversation, we have spoken about so many players, and certainly there is no dearth of talent. And it's quite impressive to see that even though we've excluded some class players, you still have a squad that is on any given day can defeat some of your bigger teams, right? And even when you look at the standby players, now you have Harleen Dion, who many thought, you know, would make her way to the main squad, didn't quite make it. So were you surprised that she didn't make the cut? And what do you think could have been the rationale to, you know, keep her as a standby? No place in the team?
Well, see, nothing phases me anymore when it comes to the Indian team selection. You know, I've seen the way these people go about it. If something like this doesn't happen, then I get shocked. Oh my God, is there logic? So it's something like that. But yeah, you are right. I mean, see, I mean, Sneh Rana didn't make the cut. Harleen didn't make the cut. So and I feel like the competition is only going to get tougher. I just hope that there is some logic behind how the selectors have done it. Obviously, one, because you can't question them. You don't know. They don't do any press conferences or anything. So you don't know what went behind the doors in that meeting. I'm not even sure how much is Harman having in go in this meetings, or how much is, you know, her contribution is to all this thing, because ultimately it's her team that she's going to play on the field. But then it's all what happens behind closed doors. It's BCCI is like a stone wall company, you know, no one gets to know what happens inside. But yeah, I mean, it's always like this, Neha. They drop players. There have been a couple of players who are just, if I take a name, look at Shikha Pandey. I mean, she had a good WPL. I mean, it's a bloody T20 tournament. And I mean, how do you pick your team for a T20 tournament? You look at your domestic league, how they have fared, and maybe go to a certain part in the, last year or something like that. But she's also out in the cold. So, I mean, it's how it BCCI has been doing so far. But yeah, no, didn't surprise me if Haleen didn't make the cut. And I wouldn't be surprised if half of these players get dropped in the next one. That's how it is.
Exactly, quite sporadic selection that will not make sense to a lot of us. And extending this
Makes me pull
discussion.
my hair. Like sometimes I'm like I would love to have a word with these selectors. Just let me in that meeting room one day. I want to know how they behave, how they work.
Exactly. I'd love to be a part of, some of these discussions to better understand how things work. And just, continuing our discussion on the standby players. Now you have Kashvi Gautam, Sneh Rana, and Sai Kaushik, who are the other standbys based on their good performances in domestic cricket and obviously in international cricket, they've been picked. So somewhere do you see them getting slotted in the tournament or will they just be standbys?
No, I don't think so. Unless someone gets injured during the tournament, I don't think they will get any look in. I mean, they have roped in Pooja, I guess, because Anjali got injured, right? So yeah, so I don't think these players would get a chance in the team. But and I hope not. I mean, if they are getting a chance, that means someone got injured. Something like that, and I don't want that for anyone right now. So yeah, it's more like your standby players. I don't think they'll be getting it anytime.
Right, and I'm glad you brought the point of Pooja Vastrikar because she was earlier a part of this standby list of players, and now she has replaced Anjali Sarwani in the main squad. So now Anjali Sarwani has suffered a knee injury, and this is obviously a very big loss for India because she's a left-arm pacer and brings in so much. But how big of a loss is Anjali, and what do you think is the value that Pooja Vastrikar, who's often considered as this X factor for Team India, can actually bring in?
It's always, I'm like always like, what do the team management think about Pooja? Like, we always look from the outside and we're like, send her as your pinch hitter, just let her have a swing, have a go. I mean, she bowls really well. We know all. I mean, she had injury concern, but once she has come back, she has been doing good. But it's not just her bowling. I believe she can hit those long sixes or boundaries. It's all about how you manage her, how you use her. So that is one part of it. And it's just unlucky that Anjali got that knock and is not well. Similarly, there have been a couple of players who are injured. I mean, I don't even know where Radha Yadav is right now. I mean, one of the best fielders, I think she makes it into the squad just because of her fielding, if nothing else works. But yeah, I mean, it is how it is. As a sports person, you get injured. But I hope Anjali comes back stronger and fitter.
Absolutely. And talking about exclusions, Radha Yadav was one player who did not make the cut. But you also have Renuka Singh Thakur, right, who brings in a lot of value. Now, she is not just your highest wicket taker at the Commonwealth Games with 11 wickets in those 5 matches, but she's someone who really can now swing the ball both ways and basically tilt the match in the favor of India at any given point, right? So this was obviously a shocking exclusion considering she's not there in that Bangladesh series, not here as well. So again, how do you just make sense of this, and will India actually miss her in that pace
The
department?
only reason, I think the only reason she is not in the team would be because she is injured. And I don't know if she is injured or not. That's the only thing which comes to my mind. If she's not there in both this, that's the only thing. But I don't know why we keep secrets as to why, this player is not fit or she is injured or something like that. But again, we are all speculating. She is not here because, I mean, we don't know. Just put in some reasons over there. I mean, we don't know where she is, what is happening with her, and all that. But I mean, when you mentioned she can change the way a game is going, I mean, I was there at Birmingham when we were playing Australia in that Commonwealth game, T20 match, and she took those 4 wickets, and I was like, oh my God, we are going to win. And then our quota all got finished, and then I was like, who's going to the next, going to take the next wicket? So, but yeah, I mean, she's again a very good player. And I mean, obviously with Julen retiring, that experience is big thing, right? I mean, those are some big boots to fill. But yeah, I mean, we do have good set of players. But again, two of them, I mean, I am just hoping that she's just injured. Two of them are injured right now, if you look at it. So yeah, we need to take care of the players and see how it goes.
As fans, it's really unfortunate that most of the times with this lack of communication, we just end up speculating that this could be the reason, and just rationalize. I hope going ahead it does get better. And as we reach the end of our discussion as well, do you have any predictions for India as to where they would end up in this Asian Games, and any other challenges or encounters that you're quite looking forward to?
See, I believe we would be fighting for the gold. That's as a cricket, Indian women cricket fan and supporter, I am like, that's my minimum expectation. But I mean, I hope the team would click and we would get to the final match there. And once you get there, I believe anything can happen. If they don't win the gold medal, it is going to be a lot of backlash for them. And
Absolutely.
So that is going to happen, but I'm not thinking about that. Positive thoughts. Okay. And another thing we have to take into account is that it's going to be the first time that all these teams will be playing in China, right? So how each team adapt to the condition is another important factor. I mean, you are as good as you are there on that particular day, right? I mean, you can be a Harmanpreet Kaur, or you can be a Smriti, but I mean, how you perform on the day is going to be important. And we have seen, like, if these players get out quickly, it's always the rest of the players are pretty young, right? And how they cope with the pressure situation, because we have seen India losing from a winning positions once Harman or Smriti, they got out, right? So it's now time for the other players to step up. It's not just one or two players that they have. It's a team sport, right? Everyone has to be playing at their best now, and I mean, going for gold. Yeah, obviously, it's always a motivating factor.
Exactly. If not now, when? That will be the question now. That will be lingering. Do you have any final thoughts or a message for our listeners?
Yeah, just be patient with this team. I mean, a lot of Indian supporters are patient with the Indian cricket women team, so that is one thing which is very nice. We love this team, and we have been, with this team, with the ups and downs. We cry with them, we get frustrated, but we still back them. But yeah, this is how it is going to be with this team as well. I mean, yeah, a lot of young players, but I do believe that, we have a team which can go for the gold. And considering all the other teams, they have had some very good performances in the recent series where they all played. So it's going to be a tight one. But yeah, I still think we have the players, to go for the gold, and hopefully we'll get that and come back with the gold medal.
Absolutely. We have a lot of reasons to be optimistic. And on that note, I'd like to draw curtains on our discussion. Thank you so much, Swati, for joining me on this discussion and, talking at length about what a, fascinating squad we have. And, here's hoping we can have you back on the podcast again and talk anything and everything women's cricket. And until next time, stay safe and take care.
Thank you so much, Neha. Take care. Bye.
Cheers. Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning into this episode and for your unstinted support. Please follow and press the bell icon on Spotify and subscribe to the podcast on Google Podcasts for the latest episode updates, and stay tuned. do check out @NeverOnTheBackFoot on Instagram and Threads, and @NeverOnTheBackFoot on Twitter, now called X, for the latest facts, updates, fresh content, and a lot more that's coming up this cricket season. The podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Spotify for Podcasters, and many other platforms. So please do spread the word. Until next time, stay safe and take care, listeners. Bye for now.